All right. Well, I am here with Helena Welling at the Bonneville County Elections Building. And Helena, I'm wondering, what are the numbers that you've seen as far as people voting absentee and voting early this year compared to previous years?
They are high. So even though, of course, in 2020 presidential election was COVID year, so those who requested absentee ballots for May primaries, a lot of them also requested them for November. But as far as early voting numbers, we have already passed them from 2020. We have voted over 9,000, somewhere around 9,400 people by today, and we still have today till the end and two more days for early voting, so it's been very robust. And then we have sent over 8,000 absentee ballots, and we have received back over 6,000, so a very good return.
Yeah, I think I've always been very pro early voting and absentee because it makes voting a lot more accessible for a lot of people who, for one reason or another, can't vote on November 5th that still want their voice to be heard.
Right, right.
And I guess my next question is, why is it important to be an educated voter? Which seems so redundant because, like, obviously it's important. But, you know, why to you is it important to be, you know, educated?
Well, I think if the answer is kind of obvious. If you don't know, it's almost like you're throwing a dart blindfolded and you don't know where it's going to land. Having said that, there's a piece of compassion I have for that, because it is very hard sometimes to find information on candidates and issues. There is the voter's guide. It helps in some situations, but I think you feel better yourself if you have, like, investigated the issues and at least kind of make your best educated choice that you can.
And that's one of the things, like, I love, especially about local races, because with local races, you could run into an issue where you're not able to find a lot of information, but you also have, you know, local candidates are always wanting to go and talk to people about, like, here's why I'm running, here's what's important to me. And so I think that's always great.
That is, yes.
All right. And then is there any information that people should know about as far as early voting, like when that ends and things like that?
Sure. So we're doing early voting through this Friday, November 1st, from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. in our election office only. After that, there's no more early voting until there is then election day voting at your polling place on November 5th. If people don't know where they need to go or they need some additional information, a great resource would be voteidaho.gov. So V-O-T-E, voteidaho.gov, and you can find all kinds of useful information there.
Yeah, no, I love what the Secretary of State has done with that website. It is wonderful, a great resource.
It really, truly is. It helps voters because they can research several different things there, and it also helps our office because we're answering a lot of phone calls that could be found out easily. And we welcome people to call us. I'm not saying don't call us, but there's a plenty full amount of information there, easily accessible.
Awesome. Well, you heard Helena. Get out the vote.